Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, BTN News listeners, to your Friday edition. I'm glad it arrived, too. The BTN News Show, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Sorry, as I kind of said yesterday, didn't think there'd probably be a show. Yeah, I'm sorry, there wasn't. Anyways, we are here today. It is the 17th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours and a little bit of 48 hours sprinkled in there because there wasn't a whole heck of a lot in around 5 minutes. Hey, Messenger freaks out there. Yeah, I'm talking about Facebook Messenger. Facebook now has made it a little bit easier to start in on a conversation there. Now, those of you, particularly if you're on Android, yes, iOS, no, I haven't got this yet. Earlier in the week, SMS messages were added to the app. They've also tweaked the UI of Messenger this week, too, to let you get out those messages even faster. Yes, now you can see a collection of your favorite contacts. Yes, come on, admit it, we all have our favorites. Also now in the app, though, you're going to see birthday wishes for people you haven't seen in 20 years. That way, once a year, you can let them know that, yes, I still kind of remember you. Hulu. Yes, of course, we're going to stateside because Hulu, that's the only place it's available. Well, if you are on Hulu in the States, now you can watch in virtual reality thanks to the Oculus Rift. Now, those of you don't remember, which trust me, a lot don't, Hulu launched its own Gear VR map way back in March. Yeah, it's been that long ago. But now the streaming service has added support for the high-end Rift headset. Basically, Hulu said in a statement the app will be better thanks to the superior hardware afforded by the Rift and PC. They're saying it'll give you more of a polished, sharper, and highly responsive viewing experience. Although, let's face it, we've never really had that experience to begin with Hulu, have we? But at least they're going to give you 30 pieces of VR content absolutely free. Yeah, you don't have to have a subscription to do it. They're hoping by teasing you, they're going to get you to jump on board. Of course, yes, you can watch Hulu's regular 2D content in virtual reality 3D too. Just don't expect to be blown away. Oh, the rave of self-driving cars. We have Google in the mix. We're probably going to have Apple in the mix with the thing. You know, one's kind of coming to mind thinking, where have you been? And that's IBM. Well, say no more, because they're going to make their move into self-driving cars with Oli. Yes, Oli. But Oli is not a car. It's actually a little bus. And it's going to be powered by, you guessed it, Watson. Yeah, remember that machine that was on Jeopardy? Yeah, that guy. This is a team up actually from Local Motors that are going to be introducing Oli. And we'll be using a special version of Watson aimed at automotive applications. But strange enough, according to at least IBM, it is not going to fully power the self-driving car features. It's going to be more about improving the passenger experience. In fact, the electric power vehicle can carry up to 12 people. So when's Oli hitting the road? Well, you'd think with a name like Oli, it'd be coming out in the UK, but no. Look for it to start street operations in Washington, D.C. and the USA coming soon. And supposedly hitting Vegas later this year. They probably could really use Oli in Vegas, particularly the ones out there that decided to gamble their car away and lost. And finally, it had to come to this one of these days on the BTN News Show, and it finally has. We have to talk about aliens and how we could actually be contacting them very soon. In fact, people over at Cornell University are saying that we're going to be talking to them in about 1,500 years. Yeah, really, that soon? Apparently, a whole bunch of people over there have done a bunch of research at the American Astronomical Society, and they're going to be meeting up in San Diego next week. So, yeah, I think in 1,500 years, it's freaking ridiculous. And besides, why haven't we heard from them already? Well, they say we haven't heard from them yet because space is so big. No shit, Sherlock. But they go on to say that that doesn't mean there's not one out there, and we're just waiting for their messages to arrive. I don't know about you, but I ain't waiting around. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN Network official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. That is your place for everything that is British Tech. And speaking of everything British Tech, you got to head on over there tonight. Because tonight, BTN Live returns in full. Got the Mac Show at 7, followed by the Big Show at 9 o'clock tonight. Yes, we've given Mr. Rankin an oil change and he's good to go. So be sure to check out the live shows again tonight, 7 p.m. for Mac, 9 p.m. for Big. You don't want to miss it. Also, follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you got to hang out with the BTN community. Get the whole experience, the full experience of the BTN network. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning, of course, on Monday, but we're going to take Saturday and Sunday off. You do the same. You deserve it. But on Monday, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it is Friday. Don't worry about the aliens coming. We'll be dead before they arrive. And thank you very much for listening.